You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
So we all know about the thing, you know, that we're a sleep-deprived country and people need to get more sleep, yada, yada, yada. But now there's a new study that looked at another part of that. They wanted to find out if it made a difference what time you went to sleep. And Jeremy, they studied almost 90,000 adults over 6 years. So this is not some little piddly study. And they have found that there actually is a sweet spot for what time at night you should go to sleep. And if you went to sleep earlier than that or later than that, either one, it increased your risk of cardiovascular disease.
Hmm.
So now you might be saying, so what the hell time is it? What time should I be going to sleep?
I gotta know.
Bad news for you. In bed like by 9 or so, right?
8.
8? The sweet spot is between 10 and 11 p.m. You might be saying, why? And the researchers say, we don't know why, but it's just those are the facts. The statistics show higher risk of cardiovascular disease going to sleep earlier or later. They think it has to do with our natural circadian rhythms.
Really?
We have evolved to go to sleep at a particular time.
Huh. All right.
Just so you know.
Now you know.
On the show, many times we have talked about comedian Pete Davidson. We don't understand what his appeal is to all of these high-profile women. He's got something. We even dedicated an entire segment last week to what the hell does he have?
Yeah, what are we missing here?
So a model and actress, Emily Ratajkowski, went on the Late Night with Seth Meyers program, and she explained. She says, first of all, Jeremy, that it's only guys who don't get it. I can't argue with her.
That's us.
She says, if you want to know why so many women are attracted to him, she says it's a variety of things. That he is, quote, super charming.
Okay.
He's vulnerable.
Yeah.
His fingernail polish is awesome. I hadn't noticed that. I didn't know he wore fingernail polish. He's tall, 6'3". And on top of all that, he has a good relationship with his mama.
Well, that just described me.
Pretty much, didn't it? Vulnerable, yes. Charming.
Minus the nail polish.
Times.
I'm not as tall as him.
You have an abnormally good relationship with your mother, and you're 6 feet tall.
I'm basically Pete Davidson.
So all you're missing is the fingernail polish. Man, if you put that
on. I can make that happen.
Sure you could.
Sure. Give me some nail polish.
Anyway, so.
Now we know.
Inquiring minds wanted to know. Emily answered. So there
All right.
you go.
Boom.
What else is trending?
Speaking of sexy, we have people's sexiest man alive for 2021. I love that they have to put alive in there at the end of that. People's sexiest dead man. We are looking at 52-year-old Paul Rudd. Is people's sexiest man alive?
Well, I can't argue with that. I mean, he's a good-looking guy. He's funny.
Great movies. I've got such a man crush on him.
There's some stinkers, too. But,
don't
he's
they
made
all?
Some good movies.
Don't they all?
Sure.
Yeah, that's one of the things. He was on Colbert's show last night promoting Ghostbusters Afterlife, and then they dropped the sexy bomb on everybody and brought out an issue of People. And if you look at the cover, he's looking pretty sexy, Dom.
Dang.
So congrats to him. I like him, too. Kim Kardashian's in trending this morning. Pete Davidson's friend, Kim Kardashian, raked in $1 million in 60 seconds yesterday. In 1 minute, she made $1 million. It's because of her latest Skims collection, which is that shapewear for women. She partnered with Fendi, and everything online just was like sold out, gone. Sculpted bras and shorts for $100 each, gone. Velvet dresses for $1,500, see ya. There's leather dresses on there, Dom, for $4,200.
Yeah.
They're sold out. So, old Kimmy K made a buttload of money yesterday, as
Have
if she needs more.
Style? Have you looked at the styles to see?
No, I haven't.
Because I want to see them.
You want to see Skims collection?
Well, I'd like to
see. Well,
you
got a computer in front of you?
I think I'm
not doing that at work. Well, no, let me turn my phone off Wi-Fi.
what was it I was searching the other day or yesterday? And I became worried. It's like, oh, now it's going to be in my search.
No.
Now I'm going to start getting ads for
oh no,
blah, blah, blah. I can't remember what that was. All right. So what's how do you spell her line or whatever?
Skims. S-K-I-M-S.
Skims.
It's my Skims collection.
Clothing.
It's amazing. And it makes you look hot.
Because I want to see what these leather pants that are $4,200.
Leather dress, Dom. It's $4,200 and it's hot. Skims.
Okay. Yeah. So,
right. Leather dress sounds sweaty. Sounds heavy and hot.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah. Speaking of expensive clothing, Will Ferrell's elf outfit from the movie Elf, his little costume, went to auction this week, and it just sold for just shy of $300,000 for his little elf outfit.
All right.
They were thinking it was going to go between $27,000 and $41,000, but nope, $300,000 for that his little elf costume. But you know what? It's an iconic Christmas movie now, so I can see it. And then
is that one of the things that you would buy and you would hope that 3 years from now you could sell it for $500,000?
Absolutely, yeah. It's in the top five best Christmas movies of all time now. So, and then the volleyball Wilson from Castaway,
yeah,
it sold for
that?
Almost $400,000.
I would much
Good
rather have
night.
The volleyball, I think.
Yeah, it's worth more.
Easier to display.
Yep, I agree. You don't have to go buy a mannequin for the other one. Heads up, shortages of Thanksgiving goodies, food. It's already happening. Turkey, yams, potatoes, delicious stovetop stuffing, pre-made refrigerated pies, and cranberry sauce, which, man,
who cares?
Just leave that one on the shelf. But all this stuff, they're saying stock is already dropping on everything, so make sure you get out and get some of that. And then there's this other Thanksgiving survey this morning. 56% of us say Thanksgiving is completely ruined if there aren't any leftovers the next day.
Agreed.
Yeah, they're the best.
Agreed.
Everything kind of mixes
on the
together.
Leftover,
the mom's gravy the next day is so good. So, so good. I slather that on everything. Everything.
Not just food, folks.
That's what I'm saying. And this story, well, I'm not going to give you the stat. You might use that for a mind bender. I'll leave that on there. Real quick, here's your Fat America. Pop-Tarts butter is coming out. I guess it's a big thing online. Everyone's raving that if you have Pop-Tarts, you got to slather them with butter. But now they're selling six different butters that pair with Pop-Tarts, like cinnamon and ginger, honey habanero, strawberry butter, balsamic fig butter. Yuck. There's a kit of six different butters, and it's $25. That's your Fat America. Here's your Drunk America.
No, wait a minute. I have a question about that, though.
What?
So would one put the Pop-Tart butter on Pop-Tart? You'd have to be the ones that are unfrosted, right?
Well, do they have unfrosted, or is just the basic, the brown sugar and cinnamon? That's your basic Pop-Tart, right?
Because there are frosted and unfrosted versions of many Pop-Tarts, as I recall.
I don't think there's unfrosted, is there? Let me see.
Oh, there has to be.
Hey, Alexa.
Unfrosted Pop-Tarts. Yeah, there's a whole
bunch of unfrosted strawberry. Okay, so there's still filling, but you don't get the frosting on top.
Yeah, I'm talking about the frosting on the outside. So if you had the frosting, you don't want to put butter on the frosting. That kind of defeats the purpose. You would put the butter on the unfrosted, I would think.
So now you can mix and match your butters with your flavors of Pop-Tarts. Your honey habanero, you slather that on what? Strawberry?
The three that are unfrosted are the strawberry, the unfrosted blueberry, and it doesn't say what the third one is. Anyway.
Chalk.
Yeah, why not?
All right. And then there's French fry flavored vodkas coming out from Arby's. It's on our Facebook if you want to check that out. It's got French fries floating in it. All right, let's do clickbait.
Clickbait.
Find it on that said Facebook. It's Dom and Jeremy on the FB. Check out the story of the tourist attraction in Italy. It's become kind of a local landmark out there. It's a car that's been parked in the same parking spot since 1974.
Oh my God.
And it's a fun little story. They've got a little marker on Google Maps, and people come and take selfies with it. And it's kind of a cute story, so check it out. It's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.